Welcome back to this episode of Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Today, we're going to talk about Nockalula Falls Park and Campground in Gadsden. And joining us is Christina Richardson. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Malia. I'm excited to join you.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about Nockalula Falls. It's one of my favorite places, so
it's we're going to have fun. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, before we jump in, tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement at Nockalula Falls Park.
Well, I started with the City of Gadsden in Nockalula Falls about 10 years ago. I actually started as the landscape manager for the city, and my home base was Nockalula Falls, of course. Okay. It's kind of a natural fit. So then about 3 years into my career, I stepped into the role as park supervisor. And just this year, they have broke us off from the Parks and Rec department. So we are our own independent department now. I have a great team here at Nockalula. So it makes my job very easy.
Okay, cool. So that's why Nockalula Falls Park always looks so pretty with the plants and everything. So
yes, so the city landscape staff is based here, and they still are, even with the separation. So yeah.
Okay, well, that is so cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the history of the name of the falls and then the legend that everybody loves to hear about, the legend of Princess Nockalula.
So the general summary of the legend is that there was an Indian chief who wanted to basically make an arranged marriage for his daughter in exchange for some goods or something like that. And she did not want to marry the man that her dad wanted her to marry. And so the legend is she jumped off the ledge there at the waterfall, which is a 90-foot jump. Wow. You know, she could or could not have survived that. That is still a mystery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we typically ask our Facebook followers a question that they want asked. And of course, the winning question this week was, you know, has the validity of this legend ever been, you know, like researched? So you said it's a mystery. Does anyone know if this really happened?
So from what we can find from local historians is that they have not been able to prove that this actually happened. So I'm not really sure who brought the legend about, and but evidently it was a big enough story that they named a waterfall after it. So we actually had a play here like in 2019. And of course, the play was about the Princess Nockalula. And that producer left it open-ended where you could believe that she survived the jump or that she did not. So it was kind of a cool look at the legend that people have always believed that she died from the jump.
Yeah. Okay. So how long ago would this have been if the story was true? Like, when would this have taken place?
Oh my goodness. I've actually never seen a date put to it, I don't believe. I think the legend and what we put out as far as what's on the plaque that was here when I came to work here doesn't have a date on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it would have been hundreds and hundreds of years ago, though.
Yes. And we do have some historical papers and I guess productions that actually called the waterfall Black Creek Falls instead of Nockalula Falls.
Okay. So when did the name get changed to Nockalula Falls?
That's a great question. That I have not seen to say, hey, we're going to rename this or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, how long has the park been a park where people could come and go in and see things? How long has that been going on?
So from what I can tell in history, the city purchased the land in the 50s, I believe late 40s, early 50s. Mm-hmm. And then they started developing in it into a park. So portions of it were donated to the city and then they bought more land around it. And they're still purchasing land around it. There was some land purchased around it since I've been to work here as well.
Okay. That's really cool. Cause I know you can walk up to the falls and you can just see the waterfall, you know, without paying admission to the park, and which, you know, a lot of people come and see that. And you can see the statue of Princess Nockalula. So tell us about inside the park. What all is there to see and do other than just the waterfall?
So if you pay admission and go inside the park, we have, of course, a big hit is our train ride, which takes you all the way around the park. So you can almost see everything from the train. We have our animal habitat and petting zoo area. And then we have our botanical garden, which is fairly new to the park. Mm-hmm. There was a botanical garden, but the botanical garden that's there now is new. We have the Pioneer Village, which is several homes that were added to the park throughout the years. Several were brought from Tennessee or even locally to kind of make up the Pioneer Village. So those are kind of the biggest features of inside the park.
Okay. All right. And you have a petting zoo where you can pet some animals. What kind of animals can we pet there?
So at our petting zoo, as many may know, our barn burned about 3 years ago. And so we've just contracted a contractor to rebuild the barn facility. Okay. So we're very excited about that. But we still have a lot of our outside animals. Of course, like I said, the park is city owned and we have a new administration. They've only been in office for about a year. Mm-hmm. So one of their big pushes has been to add animals back to the petting zoo. So just in the last 6 months, we've added 2 kangaroos.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. They were babies when they were brought here, so they're still pretty small.
Aww.
And then we have 2 sloths that we just finished their enclosure about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're cool to check out. And then we have 2 small squirrel monkeys that are new as well.
Okay.
But in addition to those guys, we have pasture animals. We have goats and an emu and a llama and a donkey and a pig. So we and it goes on and on and on. So we still have lots of animals to see when you come, even though we don't have the barn facility.
Okay. I remember one time when my niece and I came and we were doing a Carly's Adventures video there. Okay. And I have the funniest picture of her standing next to the llama. And I promise you, they have the same expression on their faces. It's so funny. I mean, it's just that I took her picture and then you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh my gosh, y'all have the same expression, you and the llama. It's really funny.
Everybody's always scared that, that the llama will spit on them. But our llama doesn't spit. So we've never experienced that with him.
Well, that's a bonus there, I guess.
Yes.
I know, because we've talked to Tigers for Tomorrow and Sue said that there's, I can't remember if it's a lion or a bear that likes to spray people. And so I'm thinking, oh my goodness, that's funny, I guess, unless you're the one being sprayed.
Right.
So no llama spitting. That's good.
Yes.
Oh goodness. Well, tell us about the trail that goes down behind the falls. Cause that's a very interesting perspective to see Nakalula Falls from under.
Yes. Yeah, so the Gorge Trail is what we call it.
Okay.
It can be accessed from several different points. You can access it from inside the ticketed portion of the park, which is probably the easiest way if you just want to go to the waterfall and back. Or you can do a full loop. And so you can, still access it from inside the park. Or we have actually just built a brand new set of stairs off the Black Creek Trail at the back of the campground that takes you down into the Gorge Trail. So it's a little bit easier access than what used to be in place there. And then there is actually another access point further down the Black Creek Trail. So there is a suspension bridge on the Gorge Trail that allows it to be a full loop. But that's a good 2-hour hike if you're going to do the whole loop. So take lots of water and wear some comfortable shoes for that trail for sure.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite spot in the whole park.
Yeah. I had seen, of course, Nakalula Falls from the top several times, but the very first time I had the opportunity to do the hike and go back behind it, it was incredible.
Yes.
Because, I mean,
the
closer you get, you can hear the falls rushing. And, of course, oh, my gosh, I'm getting closer to the falls.
Yes.
And then to see it from down low and then to see it from behind and,
Really so
cool.
This time of year, you don't really get that rushing effect.
Yeah.
It's kind of more of a trickle. But it's such a beautiful hike with the rock walls and the rock formations are still pretty awesome.
Yeah. I know we tell people when they ask about our waterfall trail and you know, like, of course, spring is probably optimal time to see any waterfall in North Alabama. And even the wintertime, like, people think, oh, you just kind of stay in the wintertime. I'm like, actually, that's probably the best time to see those waterfalls is in the wintertime.
Yes, definitely.
Get to see a little bit more water than in the late fall or late summer and early fall.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the campground and the log cabins in the park. So what do people need to know about the campground part of the park?
So our campground right now is about 120 spaces. Part of those are full hookup, some are not. And then in the campground, we have two cabins that we rent out through VRBO. They are both rented through VRBO. But our campground is actually fixing to hopefully see a remodel in January. As of now, it will be closed all of next year for a major remodel. Okay. But our campground is old. People love it, though, because it's very shady. Our bathhouses are very clean and they have been updated over the years, but our spaces don't really accommodate these large RVs anymore. And the way that the spaces are positioned in there is hard for a lot of these bigger RVs to get there.
Yeah.
So we are working with an architect currently to remodel the campground and start over. So it's going to be really, really nice. New pool, new playground, everything, new utilities. So the cabins and the campground will more than likely be shut down next year for that remodel.
Okay. So that'll be in 2024. It'll be shut down. Okay. All right. Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I remember when we did the hike through there and we came out through the campground. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I noticed was all of the trees through there.
Yes. So unfortunately, with the remodel, we will lose a lot of trees because they're going to put all new underground utilities in. So it's going to be a lot of digging. But they are going to replant trees. So it may take a minute, but it'll be shady again.
Yeah, that is so cool. Be able to come and camp and go through the park and ride the train and see the waterfall and just make a whole weekend of it.
Yeah, we actually have a ton of locals that come up. I mean, people that live a mile from the park, they'll bring their campers and camp at our campground just because it's like a little getaway right here in town, you know.
Yeah. No responsibilities at home.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Well, I know y'all do a lot of events at the park. Tell us about some of those special events that happen throughout the year.
So throughout the year, some of our biggest events are Smoke on the Falls is probably our first in the spring. That is a barbecue competition that has historically been in the campground. So we're going to have to improvise to make it work this next year, but we're still going to have the event. Okay. And then we do Art on the Rocks. That is in the spring and the fall. So that is an arts and crafts show that we do. We juror who is able to sell at the show. We try to make sure that it's all handmade goods. Okay. So we have a show in the spring and then again in the fall with about 100 vendors. And we typically pair that event with Smoke on the Falls, but sometimes it depends on how it falls calendar-wise. And then this year with not having the campground, it probably will not be paired together. And then our next big event is the Barbarian Challenge that's in the summertime. So that is a 10K obstacle course race, and we have about 1,000 participants in that with another 300 kids. The factory partners with us, and they put on the kids challenge. But the adult challenge, it brings folks from like 15 different states in. It's a big time event that has been a qualifier in the past for the national and world OCR challenges. It's a really awesome event. It's been going on, I think next year will be year 14, maybe. I'm kind of losing count at this point. So I have been the director of that race in the past, but I have a couple of guys that helped me out with it. So it's really awesome. We have a good time with that one. Okay. And let's see, we do a Halloween event. It's called Trick or Treat Village. And we just had it just a few weeks ago. So it's just a great day for the kids to come out. We have lots of adults dressed up, handing out candy. It's fairly a simple event. And then soon as our Halloween event is over, we hit Christmas full force. So, of course, Christmas at the Falls is our biggest event of the year. That event generates revenue for all of these big improvements to the park. So the city has, they earmark that money for us to put it back into the park. So we try to work hard to put on an awesome Christmas event so that we can continue to improve the park. But that is a month long, well, more than a month long event. So we open Thanksgiving night for that event. And then we run usually to the Sunday before kids go back to school. So this year, our last night will be December 31st, but that changes each year.
Okay. And how many lights, do you know how many lights you have up in the park for this? Because I've seen pictures and it's a lot.
It depends on if you want to count bulbs or figures or strands of lights. It's a lot. We used to say a million lights. I say we have well over a million lights. But we try to add new attractions every year so that it is something new to come see. We also kind of change the arrangement of things so that it, you know, there may be something you see one year that we've had for 5 years that you've never even noticed. And the people are always like, oh, that's new. And I'm like, yeah. 5 years ago, but you know, so we keep everything. Like even when our figures get old, we repaint them and restring them so that we are continually, you know, saving money and can use what we've always had. So that's, you know, a way that we can keep growing our event. But Christmas figures are pricey. So this year we added a big panel tree that's going to be on the front lawn. We actually put it together yesterday and today. So we're really excited about it. It's 26 foot tall. So it's going to be a great, you know, a photo op for families for sure.
Yeah. Now, can you ride the train through the park to see the lights too?
Yes. Oh, fine. So, you know, last year we got new trains and we have two new electric trains and they will run nightly. And we have a brand new train platform this year for loading. So it's going to be super nice with heaters and it will have fans for the summertime and then it has built-in lights. And we are hoping to add TVs to it to make that wait for the little ones a little bit better. We can play some Christmas movies or something on it to entertain the children while they wait for the train. So hopefully that will help the crying and the upset little children be a little more patient for the train.
Yeah, because we know a lot of people come out. So
yes, the weekends are very busy. Yes.
Yeah. It is on my list to see. It's on my bucket list. So I've got to come and see the lights.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely got to come see the lights. So during the week, we charge a little less. It'll be $10 Monday through Thursday and then $15 Thursday through Sunday. And we highly encourage the locals to come during the week because it's a lot less crowded.
Awesome. Well, what other things do people need to know before they come to the park? Any kind of like accessibility issues that they might need to know about?
And most of our pathways are wheelchair accessible. Obviously, the Gorge Trail and the Black Creek Trails, the hiking trails are not. We do not have wheelchairs to rent. We get that question a lot, but we do not offer wheelchairs to rent. We do encourage people to check our website or check our Facebook page before coming if the weather's a little questionable. Sometimes part of the park may not be open, or if it's raining, of course, the train can't really run in the rain. It just slides on the track. And people don't always, you know, realize that or recognize that. But during Christmas especially, but year round, if we're going to close, we're going to post that on our Facebook page. So we we definitely encourage them to check that or just give us a call at the office and we can let you know if we're open or not or if anything is out of the ordinary. So like our mini golf course, we have mini golf that is separate from the park. It's a separate admission. The hours, it's not open year round like the park because obviously people don't want to play mini golf when it's, you know, really cold outside. So in October, we will be closing mini golf down at the end of October. And so it's closed from like November to February. And then we'll open it back up in March. So that's something that people kind of need to keep in mind. And all of that information is on our website.
Okay. Yeah, I did an accessible waterfalls blog post several months ago. And I put Nakalula Falls on there as a place where you can just you go right up and you can see it. Of course, like you said, the trails are not accessible, but just seeing the waterfall, you're good with that.
Yeah, so it's very accessible from the top of the waterfall and you have a good view and a good, you know, photo backdrop and all of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before we go, tell us what has been something unexpected that you've experienced while working at Nakalula Falls Park, or something maybe unexpected that you've seen or been a part of since you've been there.
Oh my goodness. that's a great question. You know, the public is just, they just always amaze me. They always have the oddest questions. I'll tell you one of the funniest questions, and it was not asked to me, but we had someone that was writing for a magazine ask us how we got the rainbow at the waterfall. You know, so we kind of joke about having a waterfall button and a rainbow switch in the office. because people get mad when they come and there's no water, and we're like, it's a natural waterfall. You know, we can't help that. So, you know, I guess that's kind of the most surprising thing, is that people don't realize what nature can create and what it, you know, what it cannot create sometimes. And so we do not have, really have a switch or a button, but it's an ongoing joke that we have for sure. You know, and we also have people that'll pull up and they're like, where's the waterfall? And we're like, It's just right there. You know, but I get it. If you've never been here, you're just following signs to a building or an office. But
yeah,
the button and the switch is definitely the funniest part.
I love it. So you're having your team meeting in the morning. You're like, all right, somebody get the rainbow switch.
Yes, absolutely.
Turn the waterfall on.
Yes. But, you know, you were talking about the campground and a family place to come. So with our trails, because we have 15 miles of biking and hiking and walking trails. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really is a place that you can come for the whole weekend and never leave. There's something for you to do every day. You know, you can hike a day, go ride the train, see the animals, play mini golf. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a family friendly weekend experience for sure.
Yeah, that is so cool. Well, it is definitely one of our gyms in North Alabama. I mean, we're so proud to have it and always recommend it for people to go and see. We're in the Gadsden area. So,
well,
we're so glad that y'all are there.
Yeah. I mean, and it's really unusual to have a park of this size be a city owned park. Yeah. We have 500 acres total here at the park.
Okay.
So,
Okay. That is quite a large park there.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I've loved learning more about Nakalula Falls Park, and I know our listeners have loved it too. Can you tell them where they can find the park on social media and your website?
Yes. So we have Nakalula Falls Park and Campground on Facebook and Instagram. And then our website is nakalulafallspark.com, or you can call us at the office at 256-549-4663.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being my guest.
Yes, thank you for having me.
North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next time with more about North Alabama adventures.